Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Thursday after Ash Wednesday, February 19th, 2026. And our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of Luke, where he writes, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself?" On this quiet Thursday after Ash Wednesday, the Church invites us to not rush. The ashes are still faintly visible in our memory, perhaps even on our clothes or skin. Lent has begun, not with spectacle, but with truth. And Jesus meets us immediately with words that are both simple and unsettling, where he says, "If anyone wishes to come after me, must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Not once, not in theory, but daily, each and every day. We often hear this gospel as a calling to heroic suffering, as if Jesus were inviting us to seek pain for its own sake. But that is not what he says. He does not say, "Invent crosses." He says, "Take up your cross." In other words, the cross is already there. It is woven into your life, your limitations, your unchosen responsibilities, your unanswered prayers, your hidden griefs, your long fidelities that no one applauds. The question is not whether we will carry a cross. The question is how we will carry it and with whom. Jesus begins with a startling phrase, "If anyone wishes to come after me." He never coerces discipleship. Love cannot be forced. Lent, then, is not a season of spiritual self-improvement imposed from the outside. It is a season of desire being purified. What do I actually wish for? What life am I trying to save? Because Jesus immediately exposes the paradox, whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, the word life here does not mean mere existence. It means the self we construct, the version of ourselves we try to secure through control, reputation, comfort, or moral superiority. Lent gently but firmly dismantles the illusion that we can preserve ourselves by tightening our grip. Self-denial, then, is not self-hatred. It is self-honesty. It is the willing to let false selves die so that the true self, hidden with Christ, may live. This is why Jesus says the cross must be taken up daily. The Christian life is not one dramatic surrender followed by ease. It is a rhythm. Every morning the ego wakes up before the soul. Every day we must again choose whether we will follow Christ or follow the anxious voice within that says, "Protect yourself. Assert yourself, save yourself." And Jesus presses the question deeper. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, let yet lose or forfeit himself? Notice the tenderness here. He is not scolding ambition. He is grieving loss. To lose oneself is not merely to sin, it is to forget who one is. Lent is the season in which God restores our memory. In the desert, Israel learned this slowly. In the desert, Jesus himself learned obedience through hunger, silence, and trust. And in the quiet desert of Lent, we are invited to rediscover that our worth does not come from what we achieve, acquire, or control, but from the fact that we are already known and loved. To lose one's life for Christ's sake is not annihilation. It is exchange. We hand him the small, anxious life we are clutching, and he gives us his own. This is the great secret of the cross. It looks like loss, but it is the doorway to freedom. So today, the Church does not ask you to carry tomorrow's cross, or last year's cross, or somebody else's cross. Only today's cross. Only enough grace for this day, only the next faithful step. Lent begins here, not in grand resolutions, but in daily consent. Consent to follow, consent to let go, consent to trust that losing your life in Christ is the only way it can truly be saved. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you call us not to a theory, but to a way of life. In this holy season of Lent, teach us the quiet courage of daily fidelity. When we fear losing ourselves, remind us that we are safest in your hands. When the cross feels heavy, teach us to carry it with you, and not alone. Strip away the false selves we cling to, and restore in us the true self you created in love. Give us grace for this day, faith for this step, and trust enough to follow where you lead. For you are the way, the truth, and the life, and in losing ourselves for your sake, we find forever our own selves at last. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we share together a passage from the gospel and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.